Morning, we're looking back on the events of January 4, the day in 1946 when the cartoon duo Heckle and Jekyll made their debut.
I'm through. I've had enough. This is no job for me.
But the reward, chum. The reward.
Love this. Gene McDaniels recorded this classic hit on January 4, 1962.
I'm at the point of no return, and for me there'll be no turning back.
And the British comedy series Steptoe and Son started on this day, also in 1962.
He was your godfather.
I thought godfathers are supposed to look after your religious upbringing and buy your presents on your birthday and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. That's why you never saw him.
Birthdays, Diane Cannon is 81. The actress was in the movies Bob and Carol, Ted and Alice, Death Trap and Heaven Can Wait.
What's the difference? He knows anyway. He's probably got enough evidence to lock us away for the rest of our lives.
Darling, I don't understand this. I saw him inhale the nose spray. Two full squirts in each nostril.
He never really inhaled it, did he? He overheard it somehow. That must have been what had happened. I mean,
Oz music legend Les Gock is 64 today. The songwriter and producer started with the band Hush. And former lead singer of rock band REM, Michael Stipe, is 68. Finally, it's the anniversary of the death of Jerry Rafferty in 2011. The singer-songwriter had his biggest solo hit in 1978 with Baker Street, but he started with Steeler's Wheel, who are best remembered for this hit.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am stuck in the middle with you.
There's some of the things we're remembering on January 4.